That wasn't shameless promotion on Ed's behalf. It really is a good book. We needed a book like that for the publishing field. And AIP has already made its bulk purchase for our holiday giveaways to our key staff. So encourage you to do that. It's very it'll, I think, be a very useful reference book for our field. I'm very happy to be in front of you at the moment because I was here 2 years ago, I think it was to the day, the annual Crossref meeting. We were over by Westminster. And I got up in front of this audience and said, wouldn't it be nice? And what was the rest of the sentence? I said, wouldn't it be nice if we could solve the identification problem of who funds the research that ends up in a scholarly journal? Before we got launched on this initiative, if someone wanted to do more than a casual study of who funded what research and what articles to result in, you had to go into a fairly extensive data mining exercise, because we, as publishers who have dictated the formats of journal articles, and being in this building, it's amazing how little the formats of a journal article have changed. Who showed us? It was Chuck showed us. No, it was Jeff showed us a completely redacted article. And we could tell, well, there's the title, and there's the author list, and there's the abstract, and there's the references. Right? But hidden somewhere in that full body of an article, you might find, you will find if you look, an acknowledgement to the funding agency, because it's required by contract. But it's not in any standard format. It's not even in the usual metadata. It'll be buried in an acknowledgement, it might be a footnote, it might be in the abstract, it might not. And who can best solve that problem? Publishers working with funding agencies, working with a neutral party that knows how to handle metadata. Well, that sounds like Crossref. So I made that proposal 2 years ago today. I said, Crossref, publishers, funding agencies, let's solve this problem. If Crossref has a track record of solving problems like this very efficiently. We heard this morning all the things that Crossref is doing on a very modest budget. And they're well suited to solve this problem. So I'm happy 2 years later to tell you that a very nice pilot project that was briefly mentioned in the overview talks this morning is well on its way. And I'll give an overview, and Kevin Dolby from one of the pilot participants, Wellcome Trust, will give you the perspective from one of the funding agencies on this project. So I've already told you why this is important. And the challenge is that unless we do it as a collective, there'll be non-standard solutions. And why not standardize it in the methodology that Crossref as an organization has shown works very well from the inception of Crossref 12 years ago, I guess it was. So let's develop a common solution that we all apply. And it will have obvious benefits for the funding agencies. There is an accountability issue. Certainly the decade-long brouhaha over public access to the results of publicly funded research should start with easily identifying what articles resulted from public funding. But also, I think it's key to all three groups of stakeholders there, the funding agencies, the publishers, the researchers who are readers and authors, to know who funded the research that ended up in that article. So let's make that easy and systematic to do. Okay. For all three cohorts, it improves the identification of an article. I mean, if you're a young researcher, you'd certainly like to look at what the Wellcome Foundation funds or one of the research councils of the UK. That's also useful for publishers as they're tracking through fields that tend to be on the forefront of funding as opposed to the other end of the funding. So it has lots of advantages other than solving this very original idea that we thought, let's identify in a very systematic way and collect the information up front as an article is written so it becomes embedded in our standard metadata in the same way that we're really trying to improve the second line of that metadata. Who's the author and how do we identify the author? And it was good to see that ORCID is coming along very well. So as is customary with getting a new project in front of Crossref, it's very important to start off with a manageable group of stakeholders. And in a pilot stage, you saw Jeff show the history of doing a project here at Crossref. It's been well tested over the last decade, and this one is following that path. And it launched almost immediately after I came to this meeting 2 years ago. And we grabbed a group of publishers. I had to volunteer because I opened my mouth at this meeting. So I put some key resources, American Institute of Physics, to this. And it's good to see our current president's organization is there. Elsevier, IEEE, Nature, Oxford, and Wiley were the publishers participating. On the funding agency side, we picked up three important funding agencies in the U.S. that fund probably the tune of $10 to $15 billion of research annually. And by having Wellcome Trust on the pilot group, we have the example of a non-government funding agency. So that's the pilot participants. The official project launched, the pilots launched earlier this year, and there is an overall working group that gets on the phone roughly once a month, and then there's a technical group that's really making it work, working with the technical group here at Crossref, and they've went from the very simple request, how do we identify funding agencies, to the details of how we encode it into submissions, into the standard metadata, and embed it into the upfront process at the author submission process. And of course, the goal of this pilot is to actually work out the kinks so that recommendations can be made so that all the Crossref publishers can do this. And I put this talk together about 2 weeks ago, and there's been significant progress since then. If you were paying attention to Jeff's talk this morning, I'll re-show a key slide. So the obvious thing that we want to do is add the name of the funding agency, but most funding agencies that have been around for a while have additional useful data, the grant numbers, and it'd be very useful to facet that down, especially when you're talking about large funding agencies. And that you work out a way that, first of all, we develop some standard nomenclature. We've called it a funder registry, so that this information can be captured in the registry, and then we can transfer that to the firms that work on the author submission software that most publishers use, so that this becomes a very simple process for an author. They don't have to key in a funding agency. They can work on a pull-down tab. And this project got off the ground because our colleagues at Elsevier, and I see Chris Shillam over there, has played an essential role. Prior to the launch of this pilot, Elsevier has spent about 2 years building a body of 4,000 funding agency names. And they basically made a very generous donation of this as a starting point for the pilot project. It really was a very generous donation. I thank Elsevier. Really, I wouldn't be standing up here talking to you about a project that's gotten this far if we had to start from scratch. Okay. So what has happened since we've gotten off the ground? by building this registry, Crossref can put together its actual standard deposit protocol, and because of the great success in Crossref's prior pilot project that is now part of Crossref, Crossmark, Crossmark could be used as a way where this funding data can be input in its final form, and Crossref's developed an API for this to do, for this to work, and here is hot off of Jeff's laptop is an example of what this might look like. AIP donated the records of from 60 articles from one of our journals, and this is what would show up on the Crossmark tab. It has standard information about the journal issue and its DOI, and on the next page would be the source of funding for the underlying research and anything having to do with the publication history. Jeff already apologized for the FundRef logo, which he made up. But look, we're talking about putting sunshine on unknown information. You know, who funded the research that showed up in this article? It's hidden. We can't find it. So this glowing orb might actually be appropriate when we get the branding folks working on that. But I find it phenomenal. I spend a lot of my time talking to, in particular, the U.S. funding agencies and trying to convince them that they ought to be spending most of their money on funding research, and they ought to let organizations like Crossref and publishers do things that they can do faster and more efficiently than the agencies having to invent a way of doing that task themselves. And so this is, I view, as a prime example of what the Crossref and the publishing community can do for funding agencies. That if they had to do this individually, they'd spend a lot of time and a lot of money. And it's basically the time and money that a funding agency has to do is being donated by people like Kevin, who's going to come talk to you after me, and the other folks who are on the pilot that are working out these protocols. And it'll basically be in place. So Crossref put together a very nice handout, which was on the registration table, a little one-pager on FundRef. Please take it. It's also on the FundRef tab of the Crossref website. And on the back of this one-pager, you'll see the workflow that is involved there. And I owe a debt of gratitude to those on the working group and in the pilots and to the Crossref organization for jumping on this so quickly. I think there'll be enough information coming out of the pilots early next year that we can systematize this through our author input platforms. So thank you very much, Crossref.